From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Reaction intensifies against North Korea's purported nuclear test. South Korea says it will resume loudspeaker propaganda broadcast into North Korea Friday in response to Pyongyang's nuclear test earlier this week. The action by Seoul comes as U.S. President Barack Obama pledges to work with leaders of South Korea and Japan in presenting a united response to North Korea's testing of what it calls a hydrogen bomb. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe addressed lawmakers Thursday on North Korea. Abe said this morning, I held a phone conference with President Obama. We agreed that the provocative act by North Korea was unacceptable, and through a measure by the United Nations Security Council, the two nations will lead the international community. And I was able to again check the U.S. commitment. It will use various means to protect Japan. The U.S. has dispatched planes from its base in Okinawa to gather intelligence about North Korea's claim of testing a hydrogen bomb. The U.S. and other world powers have voiced skepticism about Pyongyang's claim. Demonstrators turned out in Seoul Thursday carrying signs denouncing North Korea and burning a likeness of its leader Kim Jong-un in effigy. Less than a week ago, Kim reached out to South Korea seeking high-level peace talks this year, but his latest action may have eroded any belief in that happening if he was ever trusted by Seoul at all. Major financial markets in Europe fell sharply early Thursday after China again suspended stock trading because of a massive sell-off in that country. This is VOA News.